Jeff Lloyd. He's just tried to ring me on the mobile. I'd been trying to contact him earlier, and he's just phoned us via the studio line. Gee, you're committed to getting on, Jeff. How you been,
How
mate?
You
I'm good.
I'm good, Andrew.
Mate, thank you for ringing the studio line. Unbelievable.
I liked you, but it just rang. So obviously, you were talking.
I was talking on air to Gary Portelli. Hey, mate, I wish I was there to touch you. You must be. I just said the Portelli. He must be pinching himself to have a Hong Kong runner. What about you with the success you're having?
Yeah, it's having a lot of success. It's good, isn't it?
Unbelievable, mate. Gone are the days of a bit of a health scare.
Yeah. That's behind me, quite a long way away. Hopefully it stays away.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, mate, how good was winning Rupert?
Very exciting horse. Look, we expected him to, at level weights, win like that, you know, and you're still worrying. You still obviously get a bit nervous before the race that he's come back as good as he was as two-year-old, but he was a lot stronger than what he ran against there.
You're riding a lot for Bjorn, but you're mixing it right up with so many trainers, Jeff. Have you locked away a Magic Millions ride at this early stage? I say early because it's still a few weeks away.
For the two-year-old Magic Millions?
Yeah.
No, not yet. I like to filly I rode the other day for Liam Bursley.
Yeah.
She's quite a nice two-year-old filly, I thought. She won her second start. Sister Act, her name was.
Yeah.
So, I don't know where she's going yet. She might be coming to the Wyong Magic Millions, I think. But she's one that I've liked so far. Yeah.
Okay. One there for Liam Birchley. What was the name of it, mate?
Sister Act.
Sister Act. There it is. It won at the Sunny Coast, and it led all the way that day to win by a length. Has it raced since? It hasn't. No, that was the last start.
That was his last run, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So we'll watch for Sister Act. And the other one that I wanted to ask you about, Jeff, just in the minute or so that we've got, Man of His Word for Bruce Hill. Option is that horse could come down to Sydney and run in the Villiers, Bruce is discussing. What are you thinking about just the way he won on the weekend, coming off the pace?
Well, he's been a very unlucky horse due to he's just a very difficult horse at work and races. He just does a lot wrong. Give him too much start, tries to run behind horses, runs away from horses if you get on the outside. He's very difficult, but he got the race sort of what I'd always love to try to ride him on the weekend. Always try to ride him like that, but it's the first time I've ridden him with a good draw over a little bit of ground, and it made it a lot easier that he could put himself in a spot, and it was much more improved tractably. He won impressively. I've always thought a lot of him. He's a nice horse. He's definitely, got a nice race in him.
Man of his word, as I say, Bruce Hill's deciding whether to send the horse down to the Villiers on Saturday week. Hey, watch out this week, mate. We spoke to Michael Rodd earlier. The Origin Series begins at Eagle Farm on Saturday. We've got Tim Clark and Michael Rodd riding for New South Wales. McAvoy's up there. Michael Walker representing New Zealand. Great concept, this one, over the next few weeks in Queensland.
Yeah, it's great for the guys that are involved.
Aren't you involved? Isn't there a South African team?
No, there should be, eh? But it was too late. Yeah, we're trying to get Glenn, myself, and Robbie. But no, we're not involved, so we got to watch.
All right, well, you watch because you'll probably win every other race, mate. You're riding really well. You're just getting the horses into the right spot. And I'm so glad for everything that you've been through, mate. The way you've come back, it's just been incredible.
No, mate, thanks very much.
Good on you, Jeff, and really thank you for ringing our number. Jeff Lloyd there, leading Brisbane jockey, and sadly, just listening to him, not a part of the Origin Series, but I tell you, some good jockeys are, and it begins round one of the Origin Jockey Series at Eagle Farm this Saturday, and you can get more details by going to youbet.com, or you can check it out in your local form guide. But all the leading jockeys are there, apart from Jeff Lloyd and the South African team. That'll have to be fixed up for next year.